So avadim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. So we were avadim. It's going to become an important thing in a moment. To paro in Egypt. Ve'otenu Hashem Elokeinu misham. Hashem took us out. Biyad chazaka uvizor netuya, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Doesn't not just that Hashem took us out, but He took us out with that. Ve'ilu lo hotzei Hakadosh Baruch Hu es avoseinu b'mitzrayim. If Hashem had not taken us out of Egypt, hari anu uvaninu uvnei vaninu mishubadim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. We would be mishubad to paro in Mitzrayim. Even if we were all wise, we knew the Torah, etc. Mitzvah alinu l'saper v'yitzias Mitzrayim. We have a mitzvah to relate over the story of v'yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's the paragraph. Now he asks a bunch of questions. Here he actually gets back to all of them. I broke it up that way, so you'll see. So Aleph, heyach tia tshuvazo na'usa el hash'ilos sheshal, meaning what's avadim hayinu coming right after manish dana. So we have Manishtana, we ask all these questions about what's different about this night. So how does this answer, or this paragraph, even begin to answer the question? Meaning, not that it has to be the entire answer to the question, but how does it even begin to answer the question? Gam mashma hi hatinok. Even given the fact that in the Gemara it implies that this paragraph is like a general answer that can answer every single question. But what is it about this answer? Why is this the right answer to the Manish Damas? That's question number one. Number two, Shehitchel ba'avadim v'siyem b'mishubadim. There's a difference in words. We were avadim, and if Hashem had not taken us out, we would have still been mishubadim. Why doesn't it say we still would have been avadim? Why the change in language? Lama hiskir shay biyad chazaka. This is three. Why does it mention specifically that Hashem took us out biyad chazaka? Ma tova hilanu b'mashi biyad chazaka. Meaning Hashem could take us out in any way. Why is it mentioned biyad chazaka? And minayin lo sheilu lo hotzianu sheilu lo hotzianu hayagam b'nei vaneinu mishubadim. How? Why is it true that we still would be mishubadim, whatever that means, to paro in Egypt, if Hashem hadn't taken us out? Meaning, why couldn't there have been a way for us to leave Mitzrayim, even if our ancestors had not been taken out by Hashem? Like, why would we still necessarily be there? And hey, lama amar leparo velo amar stam b'mitzrayim. Why does it mention specifically that we would be mishubad to paro versus I'm relating to Mitzrayim? Okay. So, he answers question one, kind of moves it out of the way, and then his real approach that I think is very beautiful is his approach then to questions two through five. Answer number one, which we'll just read through relatively quickly. It's a really nice idea, but want to get more to the second one just for the moment. He says, "Uvatar safik harishon." To answer the first question, "Ne'amar ki la'asher shetshuva zu ne'amar ikara l'nashim v'lektanim she'inan beheseg yad la'hasigam tameh hamitzvos." That maybe what we're essentially saying is this is specifically said to people who can't really understand the reasons for mitzvos. Umagam shirov inyani hamitzvos heim alume hatam. The majority of mitzvos, their reasons are hidden from us. Af me hamasigim v'lo yada enash arkam. Even if you're someone who really understands the Torah, most mitzvos we don't really fully understand the reason for, and we don't understand their value. Lachin bachar hamagid b'teret zeh. Because of that, because we don't really understand the reasons behind mitzvos, the Baal HaHaggadah chose this answer to the question of what's different about this night that we perform these type of mitzvos. Shekasav HaTorah, shehu tiretz kolel al kol mitzvos, shanachnu mechuyavim l'kayim mitzvos av yisbarach. This is a general answer which explains why we are obligated to do all of the things that Hashem commanded us, the chukav. Av shehem alu meitam, even though all of these mitzvos that Hashem gave us, again, we don't understand the reasons behind them. That because we were slaves in Egypt, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and without Him taking us out, we would still be there. So what that justifies us fulfilling Hashem's mitzvot, even though we don't understand them. Meaning, if we were just sitting around one day, and Hashem said, perform my mitzvot, so maybe you would say, why? Why should we perform these mitzvot? But because Hashem took us out of Egypt, and we wouldn't have left otherwise, so that proves, essentially, that even if we don't understand the reasons behind the mitzvos, we're still obligated, or it's still justified for us to keep and observe those mitzvos. Dabi Yosenu Avadim Leparo, this is a very interesting point, when we were slaves to Paro, Bivade Shehainu Mekaimim Mitzvos Paro V'Gzerosab, of course we kept all of the laws and the rules that Paro set out for us, Af Shelo Hayinu Yodim Tameh Tamei Hadarim ki Gzeras Hamelech, Gzeras Melech al Avadav. Even though we didn't know all the reasons for all of the things that Hashem, that Paro was decreeing upon us, again, Paro's the king. Of course, we have to listen to him. V'laze Amar Hamagid, and that's why the Haggadah says Le Paro b'Mitzrayim, specifically that we were slaves to Paro b'Mitzrayim. That Hashem took us from the hand of Paro to ultimately be the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That because He took us from Paro's hand, that therefore it is justified for us to keep the mitzvahs, even if we don't understand. The same way that we kept rules that Paro made, even though we didn't understand the reasons, we didn't fully understand, so too when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or even more so when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malachas Kama V'Kama. So that kind of number answers Aleph, and actually a little bit answers Hey. As well. Why are we mentioning Paro specifically, and why are we not mentioning Mitzrayim? Because specifically, we're trying to draw a parallel between Paro and Mitzrayim. The same way the Jewish people served Paro, so without any justification, because just because he's the king. So here, when it's clear, it becomes clear that Hashem is the king, because he took us out of Egypt, so it's going to be Shaykh to keep his mitzvos, even if we don't understand. Okay, that's number one. Nice idea. This now is awesome. I think it's... It is so good. You just have to like get ready for this. It's like mamish awesome. Okay. So now, but what about the other questions? We're in Avadim Hayinu. As Vehizkir, Shehaya Biyan Chazakav Yisroel Netiyah. Again, it says that Hashem took us out with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. And the question that we had was, why does it have to mention that? Just say Hashem took us out. Who cares how Hashem took us out? What are even these words saying? So he explains Lehios, Kizehu Tova Hagidola Shebigidolos. The fact that Hashem took us out specifically with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, that was the greatest tova that Hashem could have done for us. That there's nothing above that. Why? Hashem can save us in any way He wants. He doesn't have to put on a whole show for all the other nations in the world. He could have just put it in their heads, just release them. Hashem didn't need to do it. Hashem could do it in any way He wants. He doesn't have to do it in a very public and open way. So why did Hashem do it in a public and open way? And why is that so crucial? Why is that such a tova? Raksha asa zeh lema'aneinu. He did that on our behalf, letov lanu, to do good for us. L'chayosenu kayom hazeh, to sustain us until this day. What does that mean? K'mevur b'kasa b'parsh l'chanan v'aschanan. Who bihios ki akol galoy lefanav v'yada she'asidin anachnu lachto b'harbe pamim, because Hashem knows everything that is going to happen, and he knew that the Jewish people were going to sin many times after He took us out of Egypt. Ad shekimat hayaroi lechaloseinu, and literally up to the point that we were deserving of being totally destroyed by Hashem after He had taken us out of Egypt. Hashem knew that at the outset. V'lo haya yachol Moshe levakish rachamim, when Moshe is asking for mercy on behalf of the Jewish people, what is the only thing that Moshe can still appeal to? And the Jewish people are totally not deserving. They deserve to be destroyed. What does Moshe appeal to? Moshe appeals to Rak Machmas Chilo Kevodo Yisbarach Beinam. Moshe basically says, Hashem, if you allow the Jewish people to be destroyed, what a chilul Hashem that will be. What a chilul of your name will that be? Moshe Amar Bechot Vilosav Lama Yomur Mitzrayim Ayei Elokeihem. Why will Mitzrayim say, where is your God? That what happens to the Jewish people in a positive way is a Kiddush Hashem, in a negative way can very much be viewed as a Chilul Hashem, and certainly the entire destruction of the Jewish people. And this is awesome. He says, V'zeo machmas shahaya biyad chazaka. But the only reason that the Jewish people being destroyed is a Chilul Hashem was because Hashem took us out in a very open and public way. V'nigle le'ein kol, it was open for everyone to see. Shehu yisbarach hamotzi, that Hashem was specifically taking us out, and that we essentially are His children. If Hashem had just planted the idea in the minds of the Egyptians, let the Jewish people go, and no one saw, and the Egyptians just would have just thought, oh, we just decided to let them go, we're going to be progressive, and no more slavery or something like that. That there would have been no proof from that we are Hashem's children, that Hashem Davka is taking us out. And therefore, when we then later on mess up and sin and deserve in a way to be destroyed, so if Hashem hadn't obviously chosen us, where everybody else in the world would know that, v'lo haya chilol kavod, there would be no chilol Hashem by us being destroyed. V'lo haya lo shum tana neged midas ha'din. Moshe would have no claim. There would be no claim to say, keep them alive. Because why? Because, again, they don't deserve it. And, again, it doesn't impact Hashem's standing in the world if the Jewish people are destroyed. Rather what? The fact that Hashem did it openly, he basically tied himself to us and said, I'm choosing them, and therefore what happens to them reflects upon me. And therefore, no matter what, no matter how bad it gets for the Jewish people, no matter how much sin they commit, there's always that point of, yeah, but Hashem chose us. And everyone knows that. And because of that, us being totally destroyed would be a total chilul Hashem. There's always a way to appeal to Rachamim because Hashem tied himself down to us. He chose us. He didn't have to. Again, Hashem could have just said, I'm not going to choose anyone. I'm just going to move everything behind the scenes and everything's going to work the way it is. But Hashem said, no, I'm tying myself to the Jewish people. What happens to them will reflect upon me. This is the Kevan, this is the second paragraph. Shehayitzia mehagalos in anachnu ru'uyim la shum pam, that basically we never really deserved to be taken out of galus. Va'afmi mitzrayim lo yatzanu rak mishum zchus avos. And even when we were taken out of Egypt, we weren't taken out because of our own zchus, our own merits. We were really taken out because of the promise that Hashem made to Avraham Avinu. Ginyan she'emar v'zacharti es brisi Avraham omitzad bris avos v'chol zeh kvar tama. That basically the only zchus we ever really had to leave Mitzrayim was the zchus or the promise that Hashem made to the Avos. Once Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim, so Hashem has fulfilled his promise at that point. And at that point, if we mess up, that seemingly would be on us. The gam zchus Avos kvar tama, meaning it was completed. It was finished up. We used up all of that merit. By a galoy lefanav, and Hashem knew Shasid nanachnu lomar, that after, just a few moments later, we were going to say, Tov lanu avod Mitzrayim. Constantly throughout the Midbar, they're saying, it would have been better for us to stay in Egypt. V'az kasher hayinu shavin achar hayitzia midatenu lemitzrayim is a inyan v'siba hayalanu shenetzei vaday shahinu chas v'shalom much latin. That basically, what he's essentially saying, is that Hashem fulfills his promise. And after that point, when the Jewish people mess up, you would have essentially said, if they mess up, that's on them. And if they go back to Mitzrayim, so Hashem does not have to take them out, because Hashem only promised to take them out the first time. If they want to, out of their own volition, out of their own free will, go back to Mitzrayim, so that's on them. And they would literally be, enslaved and still there until today. He says, V'lazes siyeim b'mishubadim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. That if Hashem had not taken us out, we would still be Biyad Chazkal Vizroni Tuya, we would still be Mishubadim. Not Avadim, but Mishubadim to Paro and Mitzrayim. Ki betchila lohaya aleinu rak shem Avadim. Originally, we were only referred to as Avadim. Ki Eved hu shem hanofel al Eved shehu lizman. What do you call an Eved? An Eved is somebody who, it's called like an indentured servant. Meaning, they're definitely a servant, but they're only a servant for the time being. It is not a permanent status. Uvetchila lohayinu rak bechina zo. Originally, that's our relationship to Paro, meaning we definitely were Avadim. We were Avadim for a long time. But Avadim means, by definition, that it was temporary. It was going to end at some point. After 400 years, because again, we knew there was an expiration date on the slavery. If we had left Egypt, and then we had decided to actually come back, that basically we would have been stuck there, essentially, because Hashem would not have any claim against all of the, all of the accusers of the Jewish people. They literally went back. They undid what you did for them, Hashem, and Hashem wouldn't be able to say, oh, but I promised, because he didn't promise to take us out a second time. He promised to take us out the first time. Masha Ein Kein, however, that the reason why that's not the case is Kishehu Biyad Chazaka, because Hashem took us out not in a quiet way, but in a very open, public, and demonstrative way. Even though the Jewish people have run out of merit, they can't rely on their ancestors, and Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov anymore, Kvodo Yisbarach Lo Tama. Hashem's honor and Hashem's glory, that never stops. That never runs out. Machmas shenigla l'chol amim shenekneinu la'avadim lo yisbarach. Afilu hedyot kshenizkal kel hadavar shasa b'tachpulos rabos nizchalel akivodo mikolshkein melech malchei hamlachim. That there is no, basically, if we would have been in, if we would have returned to Mitzrayim, and Hashem kind of would have just let us stay there, because it, well, we have to lay out all the steps. If Hashem had just taken us out quietly and not demonstrated that we are a reflection of Him in a certain sense, or His kavod at least, so then if we would have got back to Egypt, then there's no chilul kavod, we would have stayed there. However, because Hashem did tie Himself to us and say, what happens to them is a reflection, so if we would have just gone back to Egypt and then stayed there, there's no greater chilul Hashem than that. Because people would say, this nation that you chose, not only did they sin, but they specifically undid, essentially, what you did for them. And that is a tremendous, tremendous chilul Hashem. And basically, this idea says, V'yeshlo piskon peh, the last line, neged ha-mekatrigim lomar kimefurish b'chol tanach, v'azem uvtachim anu b'biror she'echad yishamenu v'nichya b'tzelo yisbarach. That because of the fact that Hashem tied Himself to us, we know that any horrible state that the Jewish people will find themselves in ends up being a massive chilul Hashem, and it's because of that that chilul Hashem cannot stand, and that Hashem will not let that chilul Hashem stand, that we're promised that ultimately there will be a geula, that our days will be renewed, and that we'll be able to live in the shade, so to speak, under the protection of Hashem. And finally, he says, that no matter how much we know, we still have to tell over Yitzhias, the Sipur of Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Perush, what does that mean? If all what we were supposed to do was just say over what happened in Egypt, if we already know the story, it's totally extra just to read it again. ETL always wants to read the books over and over again. For little kids, it's good for repetition's sake. But meaning, like, if you know the story already, I don't need to tell it over again. At a certain point, you'll get annoyed, honestly. It's like, this is annoying to just hear this over and over again. Even to tell it over the first time, it's not so necessary. I mean, what happened already happened. Why are we telling over the story that happened so long ago? Rak ikr chiv hasipor, lidrosh al kol prat uprat, heyach niskavin HaKadosh Baruch Hu berov rachamav v'chas hadav, v'chol prat. We have to contemplate and understand how every single detail Hashem intended through His great mercy and chesed, l'tovasenu ad olam, not just to do good for us in Mitzrayim, but to do good for us in a way that is everlasting, that still resonates today. V'ilu lo haya osei atovos halalu, if he had not done all of these things, so we wouldn't be standing where we are today. Meaning, based off all the sins the Jewish people and individuals have done over the many years, we would not be kedai to stand in front of him. We would not be kedai to stand in front of him. Only because he took us out of Egypt in a very particular way, in a way that he tied himself to us and basically made our destiny a reflection of his kavod in the world, that even when we're not kedai, even when we're not deserving, but again, Hashem decided to put his kavod on the line with us. That just totally letting us be destroyed, totally letting us, you know, fall off, that can never happen. And the whole point of the Seder is, again, it's not just saying a story of like Hashem took us out, but it's showing how what Hashem did to take us out still resonates today. Not just that there are messages to learn from the story, but that the only reason why we are still here today is because Hashem took us out in a very particular way. The line, that's a very striking line, of, again, if Hashem had not taken us out in this way, we would still be Meshubad Mayinu Lepar Ben Mitzray. Meaning, it's not just that this happened and there are lessons learned, it's that, again, we are where we are today, and we are allowed to continue to be where we are today only because Hashem took us out in this very specific way. And he concludes and says, V'lazen es yasid b'halal gadol lomar al kol tov shechoshiv. When we're saying in Halel, so what do we say? We say, Shabish v'leinu zachar lanu, etc. Ki li'olam chasdo. Hashem's chesed is li'olam, is forever. Lomar she'in lachshov ki atova lo hayarak lador. Don't think that the tova that Hashem did for us was just for a generation. Meaning he did something good for us, very nice. I mean, it still would be nice to thank Hashem for what he did all the way back then. But that's the whole point, is that no, the tova that Hashem did for us was not a momentary thing. Rak koach hatova chesed ahu hu kayim leolam. The tova and the chesed that Hashem does is an eternal chesed. I mean, it's not just momentary; it's something that is guaranteed forever. Ulolam meolamim. V'yoser ma'ase na'ayin b'ma'ase hatov she'asa. And the more that we delve into and understand exactly what Hashem did and why it was so good, then we'll be able to appreciate that what Hashem did for us is still good for us now. I mean, we are directly impacted by the good that happened, not just in like a, he did something for my ancestors and then like, okay, so then that led to that and that led to that. No, but literally what he did for us today is still the guarantee, he's saying, that no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again is tied to us. Hashem will never just throw us out, essentially, never let us be destroyed, because he, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in that moment, didn't just take us out, but he chose us in a very demonstrative way. Everybody knows it, and therefore the Jewish people, their destiny is tied to Kabbalah Shemayim. And it's very interesting, because that's been like a classic thing over the years. One of the classic claims of Christianity was, look at how downtrodden the Jewish people are. And the famous disputation between Pablo Christianity and the Ramban. High school, there was a really good video reenacting it. But in, like, you know, sometimes when you like see like a character, you're like, oh, that was the Ramban, even though it's obviously not the Ramban, it was just an actor. But that was like mamash the claim. The claim was, clearly Hashem has turned his back on the Jewish people. And clearly Christianity is the right way to go. And what Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nesivos HaMishpat, Rabbi Yaakov Lobram, is saying, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the guarantee that that's never true. We never say that Hashem turned his back on the Jewish people. That the Jewish people, or that rather the Jewish people are so downtrodden, therefore Hashem turned his back on us. Because the whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem chose us begaloi, openly. He could have done it quietly. Davka, very loud. Everybody realizes, everybody knows that there's always going to be a connection. There's always going to be something that ties us together. You can never kind of divorce the, you know, us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he threw his lot in, so to speak, in with ours. I mean, it's like a very just inspiring idea, as far as like, you know, Hashem choosing us and that relationship being kind of created around Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to appreciate, maybe we'll see, it's not in this Haggadah, but in the Netziv, all of the Ilu Hotzianu, all the Dayenus. He goes through step by step how each Dayenu was for a different purpose. I mean, he wasn't just like a, you know, a Dayenu if Hashem did one good thing, but like if he did 15 good things, like, oh, that's also nice. But each Dayenu is like, if he had only done this for this purpose. And basically, we'll reference back to this piece when we Bezer Hashem do that. But again, each piece is again, it's not just about what Hashem did back then, but it's how does that resonate, and how does that guarantee something for us even nowadays as well?